Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing over there, honey?
Good. The mic's kind of far away, though.
Well, you gotta fix that before you get on air. Come on now, Danny.
I didn't realize. But now it's gonna make noises.
Pull it closer.
Yeah, but it's okay. I'll wait.
Okay.
I'll do it on the next thing. I'll just lean really far forward.
How's everybody doing out there? You're listening to ESB. I'm DJ ESB, joined in the studio by the beautiful, the amazing, the wonderful, the far away from the microphone, DJ Original Brewer.
That's me.
How you doing, hon?
I'm doing well.
I missed you this week.
I know.
It's good. We missed everyone on the show, too. We've been gone for 3 weeks. It's good to be back. How's everybody doing out there?
I thought it was just 2 weeks off.
Yeah, but it's the third week, right? We took 2 weeks off, but it's been 3 weeks since we've been in the studio.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm tracking.
It's a gray...
At least the ceiling's not leaking.
I know. Gray, overcast day here in San Francisco.
It is.
We're coming at you live from the Mission, as we do every Saturday from 2 till 4 on RadioValencia.fm. Thanks so much for joining us. It stopped raining long enough for us to get down here without getting rained on while
That's
we walked,
true.
which was lovely.
Yes.
We just heard the Revivalists with Good Old Days, and the reason I played that song, I realize it's getting a lot of radio play, which we don't usually do play a lot of songs that get a lot of radio play, but I do like that version because they re-recorded it with the Head and the Heart. So that's Revivalists and the Head and the Heart performing Good Old Days. It's a new one. And then we kick things off with an old one, NXS with Don't Change, still my favorite NXS song. And probably the least like their music, I think. But yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, you're right. It is kind of unlike
that. And that's what we're doing today. We've got a mixtape for you. For those that listen to the show regularly, you know we usually come in with one word, and then that's the theme for the day for 2 hours. But we've been gone for a couple of weeks. There's been a lot of new music that came out. There's been some old music that I've been listening to. And so I thought we'd put together a show for 2 hours of some of the brand new songs that are out there and some of our favorite oldies.
Yeah. Are there oldies for DJ Pop Pops?
There's actually one that I'm going to be playing for DJ Pop Pops later.
Okay.
Which was actually chosen by JP. I went out last night with a good friend of mine and a new friend of mine. We went over to the East Bay. Mm-hmm. We went to the Golden Gate Fields, watched a little horse racing, and then we went into Alameda, did a mini pub crawl. It was great. We had a really good night, and I was trying to find one more song to put in the set, and he gave me this one. So I'll be playing it later. I'm not playing it right now. It'll be a palate cleanser at the top of the next hour.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to kick things off here with a brand new song. This album came out yesterday. That's how new it is. We've got a few that came out yesterday, but this is the fifth studio album from Idols, British band. If you haven't seen them live, they're blistering live, phenomenally live. They're phenomenally good live.
Have I seen them?
You haven't. They're pretty heavy. And their new album, the fifth album, is called Tank, T-A-N-G-K,
oh.
Tank. And this is, what song did I choose?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to put, it's the least aggressive one.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm saying that. They're a really good band. I don't know why I keep saying that they're really aggressive.
I don't know, but
they're
now I'm envisioning
just
like more
visceral.
Rampage Radio.
There's just so much energy when they're on stage.
Which is a fantastic show, obviously, before us.
Yeah. So this is... this is Idols with their new song, Grace, off their brand new album, Tank, that came out yesterday. Available wherever you stream all your music.
Yeah.
Toodles.
Toodles.
Make me pure. your rebel roadside. The one that rambles on for a million miles. Yes, I walk down this road searching for your love and my soul too.
Late great Jimi Hendrix there with Gypsy Eyes.
I'm pretty sure that they weren't. It wasn't Rampage playing Jimmy when we first walked up.
No, he's playing Led Zeppelin.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah, so you're listening to ES Beats. That was, like I said, Jimi Hendrix with Gypsy Eyes.
One of your favorites.
Yeah, well, yeah, I played a few of my favorites in there because in the middle I had Frightened Rabbit.
I know, I love him
with the late great Scott Hutchison and Holy. Frightened Rabbit, one of my favorite bands of all time. And then we kick things off with Idols and their brand new single, or brand new album. Tank and Grace is the single off that album. And if you liked what you heard with Idols, tune in tomorrow. Always tune in tomorrow anyway. I mean, why would you not? It's a great four-hour block because you get Maldura's curated catastrophe from 2 till 4, same time as us here on Saturdays, but he's on Sundays. And then you've got Cheap Hooch. An Island Girl is planning on playing the entire new album from Idols tomorrow. So if you tune in tomorrow between 4 and 6, you get to hear the whole thing. And if you really like them, you can see them here in the Bay Area, thanks to Island Girl in the chat room, where you should be if you're not. Go to the chat room at radiovalencia.fm, and Island Girl let us know that...
They're going to be here May 10th and May 11th.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to be on both sides of the Bay.
And the
Warfield,
yeah.
Fox and Warfield, 10th and 11th of May. We're going to go... I'm definitely going to
one
of those
shows. Maybe we should take Pop Pops for his birthday.
I don't know if Pop Pops is going to like it, I'll be honest.
No, I don't think he can get in anyway.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be a big fan of the next one either, but we do have some good stuff for him later, so...
Yeah, don't put on your Masters of the Year yet, Pop-Pops. You got to listen for your song later.
Exactly. So we're playing, like I said, an eclectic mix of brand new songs and older ones. This next song was a single that was released last year, but it's off an album, debut album, that was released earlier this month by The Last Dinner Party, another British band. You'll notice a trend. I play a lot of British bands. This one, actually, we discovered them on our own when we were driving back from Tahoe after New Year. But DJ Adame is a big fan of this band, and she's a big fan of this next song. So the album's called Prelude to Ecstasy, and this song is called Nothing Matters. You're listening to ES Beats.
Toodles!
I have my sentence now at last. I know just how you felt.
pictures on the wall serve only to remind you of it all. Wasted days we could have lived, oh, and we're left with nothing left to give. There was a time I really loved you. Was I just can't say. It's all the memories merge into one. As each day becomes each day, the clock is ticking on the wall. Wall, I just remind us of it all. Just the days we could have lived. Oh, now we're left with nothing left to give. Nothing left to give. Used to meet each other's eyes, and that's all we'd have to say. That much at all, but the hour I seem to stray. All the pictures on the wall serve only to remind you of it all. Yes, it will. Wasted days we're gonna live. Now we're left with nothing left to give.
Forget me. your family says he's got the greenest eyes you've ever seen. But it's crazy all the days she spends just following him to parties. She seems happy, oh, but that's not love to me. Oh, but every time I try, just a little promise that I'll meet in the middle, I always find my way back to my feet. So close the door, change the channel, give me something I can handle. I could love her or someone who's nice to me. Take my money, wreck my Sundays, love me till you're next somebody. Oh, and promise me that when it's time to leave, don't forget me. Don't forget me. And maybe I'm dead wrong. Maybe I was bitter from the winter.
Hi, how you doing over there?
Good. Who is that?
That was Maggie Rogers with her new single, Don't Forget Me.
I like that. Yeah, I like her, though.
Yeah, DJ Grandma and I saw her before I even knew who she was. She was early on the second day of Outside Lands quite a few years ago. It was the same day that The Who played. That's why we were there.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, well, let's go check her out. And she was phenomenal. She got so emotional because there were so many people there. And it was just a really good show. She was great. And then we saw her on Saturday Night Live like a couple years later, and she was terrible. She was like really, it was really weird.
Yeah.
But then I saw her again.
That's nerve-wracking, though. I can't imagine doing
SNL. But she played massive. It was just, she was singing flat when we saw her. And then we saw her at Outside Lands again when she was bigger, and she was fantastic again.
She was great.
So, yeah, you never know what you're going to get. But that was Maggie Rogers with Don't Forget Me, the new single here on ES Beats on Radio Valencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission. Thanks so much for joining us. Wherever you're tuning in from on this marvelous Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We kick things off with The Last Dinner Party. I agree, Island Girl. I love that song. Nothing matters. It's kind of funny, though, driving to school with your two teenage daughters and they play that song. It's it's like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and drive. I'll just keep looking forward. And in the middle, Paul Weller off the... just phenomenal. I love that whole album. And that was All the Pictures on the Wall. I listened to that. So the Watsons, who were in the chat room, and I, we went up to Portland on a sting mission last weekend. That's why That's why we didn't do the show. And we were at 36 hours. So we went to surprise a good friend of ours who curated his first art show at a gallery up there.
Yeah, when do we get our art?
Brassworks Gallery. I don't know. I did get confirmation that it charged. I don't know if the Watsons got theirs yet, but we didn't get ours yet. But it was great. And on the Saturday that we were up there, it was chilly, but it was gorgeous weather on Saturday. Excuse me. And I basically just walked all over the city, and I listened to that album when I got up in the morning. That's what I was listening to when I walked over the bridge and sent those photos to you when I went downtown over to the Powell's bookstore. And that album was the perfect soundtrack for walking around Portland. And it was like, I don't know, 50 degrees, 40, late high 40s, low 50s. but gorgeous sun. It was great.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I've got a question for you.
I'm ready.
I don't know if DJ Flo is listening, but I'm going to play this song anyway.
No, I know that she was planning to go to Tahoe this weekend, so she may be driving.
Well, we're still going to have some fun with this song.
Okay.
I got a question for you. So,
okay.
How much do you love the energy of Mr. Worldwide, Pitbull?
I mean, I like it.
It's great energy, right?
Yeah.
But then how much do you love Dolly Parton?
I love Dolly Parton.
What would you do if you could actually... It's been so frustrating. The two of them have never been together.
Does
until now.
DJ Adame know about this?
She told me about it.
Oh.
Here we go.
Toodles.
It's Mr. Worldwide with the one and only Dolly Parton.
Well, hey.
And this is dedicated to all the powerful women. Working 9 to 5, 2-3 jobs just to survive. I'm a powerful woman. No man at home. Raising all the kids alone. I'm a powerful woman. Y'all deserve a throne. Keep your head up and stay strong. I'm a powerful woman. No matter what, never give up. I remember working hard with my mom. You name it, she did it. You name it, she sold it. You name it, she cleaned it. You name it, she owed it. She had to provide. We had to survive. So you name it, she stole it. Our whole life was layaway. Pay, pay, pay. But the bills never went away. Put your hands to the sky. This goes out to the women working hard 9 to 5.
Working 5 to 9 and 9 to 5. They let you dream just to watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder. You got dreams you'll never take away.
Never take away.
You're all in the same boat with the love of your friends. Waiting for the day your ship will come in. Time's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working
Jesus' mighty sword, and they'll shield you with their wings and keep you close to the Lord. Don't pay heed to temptation, for his hands are so cold. You gotta help me keep the devil way down in the hole. 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 You gotta help me keep the devil.
Exactly how, when I was, while I was sitting back in my deep pile, reclining chair, thinking about my life and all the good things that happened. Well, it just came to mind to me that, I ain't been treating her too bad, too well. No, I've been pushing her around. And you know, there comes a time in every man's life when he's got to look over his misdemeanors, misgivings, misfortunes, and Miss whatever her name is. Yeah, and say you're sorry. That's right. That's what I said.
We're back.
Do you remember that song?
No.
Oh, really? I used to love that song.
I mean, I'm sure maybe I've heard it, but no.
It was the Hot House Flowers. It's weird. There's this period of my life. Like, it's really easy for me to remember when songs came out because we moved. Mm. And, like, different countries, different towns. And so I've got these compartmentalized moments, like 2 or 3 years where songs came. So I know exactly where I was. But that is in that – it's in that range where I can't remember if I was in Oxford when that came out or San Diego. I think it was Oxford. Anyway.
I don't know.
Hot House Flowers with I'm Sorry. And yeah, I used to love that
tune.
Quite
a name.
It was great. In the middle there, we had Tom Waits with Way Down in the Hole off the best TV show ever made, The Wire. I think he did it for the second season, right? Because it was the Blind Boys of Alabama who did the first season.
I love that one.
Yeah. I actually was choosing which one I was going to do.
That's my favorite of the Wire intros.
I've done the Blind Boys before, but this time I did Tom Waits. Mm. And then we kick things off with that what's destined to be multi-platinum, Grammy award-winning, sophisticated song.
That was super
song.
Fun, though.
Pitbull and Dolly Parton.
I mean, how do
powerful
you
powerful women.
How do you not like?
That's so fun.
I know. I'm excited to go to Dollywood.
You're listening to ES Beats. I'm DJ ESB, joined in the studio by the incomparable DJ Original Brewer.
That's very sweet.
It's true. And wherever
it's
you
cold.
It is chilly in here today. That's why you put your jacket on. I should have.
Yeah.
I might put mine back on. We are doing a mixtape today. For those that are joining us, we usually do one word themes every week. Mm-hmm. But we've been gone for a couple of weeks, so it's always nice to put a mixtape together. I had a lot of fun putting the show together. There was a lot of songs that were on it as late as this morning, but didn't make the cut. And it's always fun to put together a show like this. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you're enjoying it too, wherever you are. And again, we're here every Saturday from 2 till 4 on RadioValencia.fm. Go to that website, download the app if you haven't already, and you can get all the old shows. You can access all the other shows here on the station, and we have a lot of fun putting this together. We've been doing this for a few years now, and it's like a carrot at the end of the week, every week.
Yeah. And there's lots of great shows to tune into. I mean, all weekend. I mean, all week long as well. But we have.
It's been really fun, actually, to watch. I've been really bad because work's been nuts and things have been crazy, and so I haven't been involved with the station as much as I would like. They have meetings, you know, there's committee meetings quite a bit, steering committee meetings. But we also have a lot of new shows coming on the air, and I haven't really done my research to check them out. And I need to do that. I keep seeing Maldoror coming in, and he's got training sessions. I know he was in yesterday training another new show.
Oh,
so
cool.
I need to go and check out, as you should too, mm-hmm. all the shows that we have here at the great Radio Valencia, transmissions from the mission.
Yes, and you can see them all if you go to RadioValencia.fm. You can see all the different shows that are scheduled on the different days and times and get a little flavor of what, you know, their tunes, general tunes are that they play too, which is cool.
So DJ Grandma is now in the chat room. That means DJ Grandma and DJ Grandpa finished their film. They went to go see that new Juliette Binoche film.
Yeah. Which I hadn't heard of.
Sounds like it went really well. I think it was called The Taste of Everything.
Yeah.
A Little Taste of Everything. Now don't correct me. I'm looking. The Taste of Everything.
Yeah.
She said it was fantastic. And we're going to the movies ourselves. We try to do this every year, and we've never been able to do it because here in San Francisco at the Alamo Draft House on Mission, every year before the Oscars, before the Academy Awards, they curate all the Oscar-nominated short animated films and all the Oscar-nominated short live-action features. Mm-hmm. And we've always tried to do it. We've never been able to do it. But not only were we able to pull off one, we're doing both today, back-to-back. So at 4:25, they're showing the Oscar-nominated animated shorts on screen 5. And then at 6 o'clock downstairs on the main screen, they're showing all the live-action shorts that are nominated. So we're doing both. We're doing a back-to-back movie. Because we weren't together on Valentine's Day. And it was last year we did The Pottery, and this year we're doing...
which we never got.
Cinema. I know, it's right around the corner, too. It's been there for a year. She texts me every so often, too.
Oh,
come
Lord.
Pick it up. I keep forgetting. We've got to go get it.
Yeah, we do.
So in that vein, this next song is from a new film that's out. It's called... Bob Marley, One Love.
Oh, yeah.
The documentary about...
It's his son that's done it, right?
Yeah, I think so. Bob mm-hmm. Marley. It's getting... it's so funny. It's one of those movies that's getting absolutely panned by the critics, but then the audience score is, like, really, really high.
Yeah.
Because the audience is probably really, really high. Like, you're going to go see Bob Marley, and it's going to be with Bob Marley songs.
That's fair.
It's going to be great,
totally
right?
Fair.
Like, you're going to love it.
Well, and if you love that kind of music, too, which I love reggae, so.
Well, this is I haven't checked out the whole soundtrack, but I think it's other artists covering his work.
Oh.
So this next one is Leon Bridges, who I love.
Oh, I love Leon.
This is Leon Bridges doing Bob Marley's fantastic Redemption song here on ES Beats.
Oh, wow, cool. Toodles!
Born pirates, yes, they rabbi. Sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my head was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. Forward in this generation, triumphantly, won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption song, redemption song. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophet while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song, redemption song, redemption song. Ourselves from mental slavery, none but ourselves can free our mind. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the tide. How long shall they kill our prophet while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. Songs of freedom. These songs of freedom.
To come is as good as none. You can wait till morning comes. You can wait for the new day. You
can wait and lose this heart. You can wait and soon be sorry. Cause if not now, then when? If not today, then why make your promises? Hey, love, declare for days to come is as good as none. Now love's the only thing that's free. We must take it where it's found. Pretty soon it may be costly. When, if not today, then why make your promises? Hey, love, declare for days to come is as good as none. If not now, we all must live our lives, always feeling, always thinking, the moment has arrived.
So long ago.
When was the last time you heard that one?
I mean, I don't know. But I have to say that almost as much fun as the song, because I do love Phil, was the video for that. Because
yeah.
I remember
spitting
that video.
Spitting image puppets.
Yeah. These because it was such a... Like, we didn't have that here, but I know it was a big English thing.
Yeah.
And I just remember being, like, mesmerized by it. Because there was, like, a Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, yeah. Ronald Reagan, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually been listening to that song a lot this week. I've been listening to that. Actually, all three songs I just played in that last block was after the scenes that came out of Kansas City. I just was listening to them. It's pretty crazy all these years later. We're still listening to songs like that because those things are still happening. We kick things off with Leon Bridges and Redemption Song, followed by Tracy Chapman, If Not Now, and then Genesis with Land of Confusion off the breakthrough Invisible Touch album.